That was Son of Sam by Elliot Smith. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to Pisces season. I'm Lauren. Another show, another day, another training session. Today, I won't speak to you as much because I'm training four lovely people, and you'll hear from them, and it'll be really awesome and exciting. If you want to call and help us figure out how to answer the phones, that's so welcome. The number is 855-915-9636. Or you can use DJ chat and text us. That would be cool too. But you don't have to do that. No worries if not. WMFO.org, and then you go to DJ chat at the top if you were interested. I made this playlist while scrolling through Twitter, so I'm not gonna lie, I don't really have much to say about any of these songs except for it's gonna be nice music while I train people, and it's gonna be really awesome, and I hope that you enjoy some of this music. Up next is Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was Holland 1945 by Neutral Milk Hotel. Up next, we have PDA by Interpol.
This is the only version of my needs.
Okay, up next we have Crutch by Pinback.
Up next, we have Baby Britain by Elliott Smith.
Baby Britain feels the best, floating over a sea of vodka, separated from the rest, fights problems with bigger problems.
I can't help until you start. We knocked another couple by. The dead soldiers lined up on the table, still prepared for an attack. They didn't know they'd been disabled. Felt a wave of rushing blood. You won't be happy till the bottle's broken. You until you start. Gotta look in your eye when you're saying goodbye, like you wanna say hi. The light was on, but it was dim. It's ready once again. The radio was playing Crimson and Clover. London Bridge is safe and sound. No matter what you keep repeating, nothing's gonna drag me down to a death that's not worth cheating for. Someone half as smart, you'd be a work of art.
That was Baby Britain by Elliot Smith. I'm Charlie, the trainee for today, here to host a little bit of the show. Next we have The Blonde by TV Girl.
Who's got- No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you.
Hello. That was The Book of Love by The Magnetic Fields from their album 69 Love Songs. And you wouldn't believe it, it is actually 69 love songs. A lot of them are really silly and funny, but some of them are really good. I played one last week. I will probably end up playing it again by the end of the semester. It is the half hour, which means that it's PSA time, so I'm going to turn it over. For the why not cover your computer camera PSA.
If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack your computer's camera. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Lovely. I agree. Why not cover up your computer camera? I personally love the free gifts that are like the little like camera sticky thing that like has the little window that you slide it back and forth. I think that's a great gift. It is kind of concerning though whenever it's like companies like Meta and stuff like that, like handing them out at like their little free events because it's like you're literally the ones watching, but okay. Or like big banking firms. I don't know. I feel like they're just like always watching everything you do. Not to sound like a conspiracy theorist though, obviously. I just think that privacy is key. I'm not going to do a whole what's what in the news right now, but the US is suing a bunch of big tech companies. Tons of antitrust lawsuits for creating monopolies on markets and being horrible to consumers. So maybe it's time to start covering up your computer cameras, cancel your Prime subscription, and switch to Bing. I don't know. That's enough for now. Up next is Just a Girl by The Pale Fountains.
Thank you.
That was Sour Times by Portishead. I tried to make my vibe for tonight, like, somewhat similar to vibes of the current, I don't know, just like October, I guess. I'm very, 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 very excited about it being October. However, there's like literally only one October song that matters, and it's Monster Mash. And that time will come for sure, probably like when it's like the day before Halloween, because I believe that's when my last show of October is. But it's a little too early to be playing Monster Mash. So I tried to go for something that was like more like fall, cold weather, what I think would be like. I don't know. I have a fall playlist. These are like songs from that playlist. But it doesn't really work because tomorrow is going to be 80 degrees for some reason, which is very annoying to me. But it also means that I get to break out my jorts again, which I'm very, very excited about. Despite no one wanting to see the jorts ever again, I'm really excited. So this next song, I think, if I'm remembering what it is correctly, is kind of more fitting for the weather tomorrow. You know, it's like bright and bubbly. It's by the Cocktail Twins. I'm almost positive I said that right. I might have said that wrong though. I'm gonna go check. I'm pretty sure it's Cocktail Twins. Yeah. Abby's nodding yes, so I believe her. Yeah, I've never once said it right, so that's really huge for me. Okay, I hope you enjoy Pearly Dewdrops Drops sorry by the Cocktail Twins. That was Reflections After Jane by The Clientele. Thank you so much for tuning in to WMFO Medford Tufts. Oh, I'm not going to do that yet. I hope that you've enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you'll tune in to my lovely trainees' shows whenever they get them in a week and a half. And I hope that you'll tune back into my show not next week, because I'm not going to be here next week, but the week afterwards, and then the week after that, and then the week after that, and the week after that. And yeah, that's about it. I mean, maybe you should tune in next week. I'm probably going to have someone subbing for me, and they're probably going to be really, really awesome too. So, no harm. This has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren. This is you're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Keeping it super freeform all the time. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you later.
Should've seen how the road ahead was strewn with desperately took what chance I had left, and I tore it apart now. Now I feel that the road ahead still full of the mess that's tripping me up. I accept who we are now. Take it as a lesson, not an answer that you find.
Made it on my own.
Just barely running on.
Don't expect to know
exactly where I went wrong
before you go.
So show me, can't you come home? Can't you come home?
Hi, this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.